Bobby went into the bathroom and squirted Ipana on his toothbrush. His terror that Ted had bet on the wrong fighter was gone, but the sadness of approaching loss was still there, and still growing. He never would have guessed that something that hadn't even happened could hurt so much. A week from now, I won't remember what was so neat about him. A year from now, I'll hardly remember him at all. Was that true? God, was that true? No, Bobby thought, no way, I won't let it be. In the other room, Ted was conversing with Len Files. It seemed to be a friendly enough palaver, going just as Ted had expected it would, and yes, here was Ted saying he'd just played a hunch. A good, strong one, the kind you had to bet if you wanted to think of yourself as a sport. Sure, 9:30 tomorrow night would be fine for the payout, assuming his friend's mother was back by 8. If she was a little late, Len would seem around 10 or 10:30. Did that suit? More laughter from Ted, so it seemed that it suited fat Lenny Files right down to the ground. Bobby put his toothbrush back in the glass on the shelf below the mirror, then reached into his pants pocket. There was something in there his fingers didn't recognize, not a part of the usual pocket litter. He pulled out the keyring with the green fob, his special souvenir of a part of Bridgeport his mother knew nothing about, the part that was down there. The corner pocket, billiards, pool, auto games, Kenmore, 82127. He probably should have hidden it already, or gotten rid of it entirely, and suddenly an idea came to him. Nothing could have really cheered Bobby Garfield up that night, but this at least came close. He would give the keyring to Carol Gerber, after cautioning her never to tell his mom where she'd gotten it. He knew that Carol had at least two keys she could put on it, her apartment key and the key to the diary Rihanna had given her for her birthday. Carol was 3 months older than Bobby, but she never lorded it over him on this account. Giving her the keyring would be a little like asking her to go steady. He wouldn't have to get all gushy and embarrass himself by saying so, either. Carol would know. It was part of what made her cool. Bobby laid the keyring on the shelf next to the tooth glass, then went into his bedroom to put on his PJs. When he came out, Ted was sitting on the couch, smoking a cigarette, and looking at him. Bobby, are you all right?
I guess so. I guess I have to be, don't I?
Ted nodded. I guess we both have to be.
Will I ever see you again?
Bobby asked, pleading in his mind for Ted not to sound like the Lone Ranger, not to start talking any of that corny "we'll meet again" pard stuff, because it wasn't stuff. That word was too kind. Shit was what it was. He didn't think Ted had ever lied to him, and he didn't want him to start now that they were near the end. I don't know. Ted studied the coal of his cigarette, and when he looked up, Bobby saw that his eyes were swimming with tears. I don't think so.